delivery, the one out. And Voth, great plate discipline as he will take first. That ball upstairs, so Voth will head to first and the first walk of the game for Cody Ball. So now Levi Jensen, a returning player, very familiar with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters as the right-hander stepping in the right-handed batter's box. Rising senior out of North Alabama from Wisconsin and from Luck as his hometown. Went to Luck High School. Has been a little bit underperforming this season, batting a 147 as Jensen fouls tip towards the back track, towards the warning track, the back track, with 36 games started this year. 109 at-bats with 13 runs and 16 hits. So Voth on first, one out. The 0-1. Checking over to Ball, and he throws over to Gregorio, but getting there is Brandt. Levi Jensen has had a season-high 243 putouts in the field as well, as foul tipped off of his right foot and just shaking that one off. The 0-2 here. Well, the one out. Chinooks have out-hit the Rafters 3-2. Fans are starting to get into it, clapping around. Here's the 0-2. Ball makes the look and then checks over to first once again as Voth, a big leadoff on first, but he gets back to first in time. Jensen, the 0-2 pitch, inside for the first ball. On a fastball, but smart play there from Jensen, not to swing at it. Now 1-2 count here. Voth, big leadoff on first. Ball, the 1-2, and foul tipped. Look like Jensen didn't get a piece of that, but he just did to stay alive. One out here for the Rafters as Hugo flew out. This is the seventh batter Ball has faced. Voth the leadoff at first. Look over the pitch. The 1-2 hit right side foul. And popped up near the kid zone once again. Levi Jensen had 3 RBIs and a home run against Bellarmine this season back on April the 15th. So guy that's known to hit it and hits a line drive up the second baseline. The throw at second. The throw at first. There is one out at second. So Voth gets out at second, but Jensen gets there in time. A great play there from Miskowski, who was agile and alert. So Sam Schmidt on the mound, but now Sam Schmidt in the left-handed batter's box. So he's the DH for today. As I said, a guy who 33 games started when batting with 21 runs and 13 hits, 11 of those RBIs. He had 3 versus Westchester on 331. Now Schmidt, a left-hander on Ball, who's the lefty as well. So Jensen, decent contact on that last one. Just unfortunate Voth was in running in the second. The 1-0. A bit high and upstairs for the second ball. Jensen on first, the 2-0 pitch. And that looked like that nearly hit Schmidt, and it did. So Schmidt's going to take first. Jensen's going to take second. So now a chance for Brandon Rogers to make some noise here, the rising sophomore out of Iowa Western Community College. out of Chicago, Illinois. Went to Mount Carmel High School. And this year for Iowa Western, they started 20-0. They finished the season 38-14, where they were unable to have some postseason success. He batted a .383, though, and he appeared in 47 games with 154 at-bats. This is his first bat of the season, batting in the nine hole. As the first pitch fouled back towards the backtrack. Zero balls and a strike. Jensen on second. And Schmidt on first. Rogers once again sees a ball in the dirt. 1-1 count. Rogers also had 17 stolen bases this year, so this is a guy, if he can get on base, he is very inclined to take the next base if given so, as he drives one into foul territory left side for the second strike. 1-2 count here with two outs. Both the teams with three hits. Can Rogers make some noise here in the bottom of the second? The 1-2 delivery from Ball. Strike three. Got him looking as the Chinooks will head to the top of the third inning, giving up no runs. Rogers saw that one all the way through, just wasn't able to read that in time. So after two innings, the Chinooks won. Raptors zero. You're listening to WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
Current Technology powers the concession stand here at Witter Field. Current Technologies is located all throughout Wisconsin.
Skyward, Aspirus Health.
Electrical need.
We're back here on WFHR as the Raptors unable to get a run, but they had two runners on. Jensen was on second and Schmidt on first. Brandon Rogers just couldn't send him home as he struck out looking. So the Chinooks will now have a chance to be up to bat here in the top of the third.
Big city quality.
As they got one in the top of the first, but other than that, it's been zeros across the board. Chinooks out hit the Raptors 3-2. But now there is a chance for the Chinooks to add to their lead. As A.J. Taylor A.J. Taylor out of Downers Grove, Illinois, as he had a double on basically the second pitch of this game. So he's one for one so far. And there he goes once again. Line drive into left field. Taylor, a hot start here today. He's two for two, and he gets the first. So the Raptors have had no answer for him, as Nate Miskowski will be up to bat next. Boy, A.J. Taylor, that's his second time. Drove one out to left field. Voth was there to throw back in, but, man, Taylor has been exceptional so far to start his Northwoods League season for the Chinooks. Miskowski had an RBI that sent Taylor home, And now he's up to bat once again. Fouls one on the right side for 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, Schmidt, and outside for the first ball. Miskowski, you know, he completed one of the best seasons in Lions history. He appeared and started in all 62 games, batting a .374, 265 at-bats. So this is a guy who had a ton of action as Schmidt gets the second strike. He had 81 runs scored and 99 hits with 19 doubles as well. He already has an RBI this game, so you can already see that he is a guy that really is a slugger. The 1-2, and taking second, but a slashing a ball into right field. Rounding second is Taylor. He's heading for third, so Miskowski gets to first. Taylor gets to third, and once again, the 1-2 punch from Taylor, and Miskowski is successful. Raptors have had no answer for those two, as Josh Overbeek will step in the right-handed batter's box. So Miskowski on first, Taylor on third. And the second run of the game is just a base hit away for Josh. Not the start the Raptors would have liked against those two, but here they are, no outs. And Schmidt, the left-hander, checks over to first and now makes a throw. Swing and a miss, strike one. And the 0-1 count here. A.J. Taylor, how about A.J. Taylor and Nate Miskowski? Those two, the Raptors have had no answer for. The 0-1, and checking over to first, Miskowski slides with ease as Schmidt pushing him back towards the bag. So Overbeek in the shortstop position today, batting third. The 0-1. Bit outside for the first ball. So the 1-1 pitch here from Schmidt. Just trying to find an answer, trying to find his arm. The Chinooks have out-hit the Raptors 5-2 thanks to Nate Miskowski and A.J. Taylor. Schmidt, the 1-2, and a breaking ball. And there's the second strike. Schmidt resets, looks over to first, and now the 1-2, taking second on a stolen base. Do they get him? They do not, so Miskowski gets to second. Taylor stays at third, and now Chinooks have two runners in scoring position. Jensen makes the throw over to second. Just Ty Johnson wasn't able to make that tag. So now here is a 2-2 pitch from the left-hander and Sam Schmidt. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Schmidt got him swinging. There's the first out.
Mirrors 50% off.
So now Daniel Bacchella will be the one to step in, the lefty.
Sorry, I wasn't
here. One out. Two runners in scoring position. Schmidt trying to get him out of this jam, and a ball downstairs for the first ball. Great crowd here at Witter Field. Lights have slowly started to turn on. A beautiful atmosphere. They're just trying to cheer on their team, who's down 1-0, but the first strike is there in a 1-1 count. So Bacchella was third on the team with a .307 batting average as he sees the second ball.
Well,
He had 56 RBIs, the most by a Redbird since 2013. Has a hard hit ground ball over to Johnson, who makes the play at first, but rounding third, and A.J. Taylor will take home plate. So the Chinooks gain a run, and they go up 2-0. So Johnson makes the play at first, but Taylor will round, will go from third to home as the second run scored. So Adam Kootway will be the one here to step in, the right-handed batter. So Miskowski will be at third and Kootway at home, and then a strike for the first ball. So two outs for the Rafters. Miskowski on third. And Adam Kootway, the Wisconsin Whitewater product, is up to bat. A check swing. And they're making the play over the siding on the first base ump. Did he go? And he did. So the second strike is apparent. O-2 count here with two outs. Miskowski on third. Kootway up to bat. Can Schmidt get him out? The 0-2. Bit way outside on Levi Jensen, who had to reach out and make the grab there. Schmidt's allowed 5 hits and 2 runs. He's just trying to get out of this inning. And base hit left field on the foul line. So I'll put this count, stay at 1-2. Two outs. Schmidt wiping his sleeve, some sweat on for sure. Runner at third. Can he get him? The 1-2 outside again for the second ball. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 serve. And a hard hit ground ball into left field. That will send Miskowski home. And Adam Kootway takes first. And that's the second run given up in this inning. The Chinooks add to their lead up 3-0 here in the top of the third. Logan Gregorio will now step in the left-handed batter's box as he struck out in his last plate appearance. Now he hits a hard ground ball. Johnson is there to make the play. The throw over. Schmidt gets there to first as Carlson missed the dive. What a play there from Johnson over to Sam Schmidt for the third out. So the Chinooks up 3-0 here heading into the bottom of the third as Miskowski was able to take home along with A.J. Taylor. So Chinooks 3, Rafters 0. We'll head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR 97.5.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, and S&S Distributing. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Listen to all 72 Rafters games. Live.
We return here from Witter Field as the Chinooks up 3-0 And now taking at bat is Ty Johnson, who just made an excellent play to get that third out. And now he will be up for his second at bat as he took a first base without a base hit in his. As Johnson drives one out to center, reaching out and making the catch with ease is Q Phillips, the fifth. So Johnson, great contact. Phillips was there to make an easy catch. So the first out is down for the Rafters. Jack Basir, now the Pepperdine product out of California. Bit outside and high for Cody Ball. The 1-0 inside for the second ball. Rafters have given up three runs, one in the top of the first, two in the top of the third. So now trying to make something happen on the offensive end. They've had two hits compared to the Chinook six.
Sounds like someone's car may need a new window. Take your car down to Al's Auto Glass.
They just have not been able to get the bats going right now, but can they do it? And that one fouled on the left field line to even up this count at 2-2. One out. Basir now trying to be the guy here to get things going. 2-2. Basir got it late. Struck out swinging. There's the third strike. And now Cody Ball. He's been impressive. Shane Taylor now trying to get a start on this Rafters hits. They've had two, but just been unsuccessful. Here's the three. Here is the first pitch, a curveball right down the plate. The 0-1 outside and down low. Try this count up at one apiece. Taylor had a batting average of .319 with 45 games started, 168 at-bats with 42 runs. And Taylor, swing and a miss, strike two. He also had seven home runs, two versus Grand Canyon back on April the 23rd and 25 RBIs. West Coast product out of Las Vegas, Nevada. A 1-2. Downstairs in the dirt. Tie this one. Up at two apiece. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Can Shane make things something happen for the Rafters? 2-2 delivery. Way inside for the third ball. Here's the 3-2 serve, and Taylor lashes a ball out to left field, but an easy grab for Daniel Pixella, and that will take the third out as the Rafters scoreless for the third straight inning. The Chinooks up 3-0 when we return, top of the fourth, when we return here on WFHR 97.5.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here from Witter Field on a beautiful night here on opening day. The Chinooks have been successful over the Raptors, up 3-0 as we head to the top of the fourth. And Sean Tillman, first strike is on the way, so it's an 0-1 count. Schmidt, the look, the pitch, and a belt-high fastball a bit outside, but that's going to be the second strike. The 0-2 count here from Sam. Tillman, foul tip at the backtrack. So Tillman staying alive here from Plainfield, Illinois. As I said, he batted 330 with 12 RBIs. Now the 0-2 count. Bit outside and a bit high for the first ball. 1-2 count here for Sam. The pitch and a line drive. Voth is the reach out and makes the catch at left field. Excellent play from Brant Voth, the New Mexico State product, for the first out.
Number 15, Ben Heffel, the catcher.
So now Ben Heffel out of Winnowa State. And Tubo, Iowa. As he was able to get a double on his last plate appearance. There's the first strike from Schmidt, and it's successful. The 0-1 count. Schmidt, there's a strike two, foul tip. Swung tipped it back, but that will be the second strike. Pitch from Schmidt and lined back on the right side. That nearly looked like it could have gone into the stands, but thank gosh, everybody's okay. Here at Witterfield, you have to be attentive. The 0-2 from Schmidt popped up once again behind the stadium for a foul ball. Top of the fourth here. Chinooks up 3-0, have out-hit the Raptors 6-2. Swing and a miss, there's strike three. And Sam Schmidt, back-to-back outs here for the Raptors. Have done well in the defensive end so far.
Schmidt sure is painting the corner. Every strikeout by a Raptors pitcher is brought to you by...
As Q Phillips V, the center fielder today, will be the one to step in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch on the way from Schmidt, a curveball way inside. That's going to be a strike. Head umpire Matt Beaver at the plate. There is a shallow ground ball over the shortstop, scooped up in the glove and thrown over to Kyle Carlson. There is 1-2-3 for the Raptors. They go three up and three down in the top of the fourth as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a short moment.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
We return here on WFHR 97.5 as the first pitch on the way and outside. For Kyle Carlson, who's stepping in the batter's box as he is the 0-1. And it drives one out to left field. And in the left field side and making a catch with ease is Daniel Pakela. But, hey, Kyle Carlson, once again, great contact. Just wasn't able to drop it in into open space. Now batting next here for the Raptors is Logan Hugo, who flew out on his last plate appearance, but is looking to make it different this time. Six hits compared to the Raptors, too. The Chinooks in favor, but Raptors making good contact. They just have not been able to find some open space to get those balls to drop. The 0-1 here has the first strike. Eastern Michigan product, Logan Hugo, ball in the dirt and a wild pitch back towards the backtrack. So one ball, one strike.
All right.
1-1 outside for ball, the left-hander. Remind you, Logan Ball has had six home runs, two versus Bowling Green this year for Eastern Michigan. He's only been struck out 22 times with 139 at-bats. The 2-1 in the glove of Heffel, but he dropped that ball. So, it's a 3-1 count now for Logan. The 3-1 from ball popped up on the right field line, heading at the dugout. Do they make the catch? And a sliding catch near the dugout. Wasn't able to catch it. But boy, Gregorio dove out for that one. He slipped on the dirt right at his team's dugout and unable to get that second out. So it's going to be a second strike, making this a full count. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Logan Hugo, after his only two hits, trying to make it a third. Can they get on base here? The payoff. Hugo pops one out into right field line, and making the catch with ease this time is Gregorio. So there's a second out. And the second time for Logan Gregorio near that side on his first attempt on that last pitch, slipped at his team's dugout. And this time, that one went near the kid zone, but not before the fence. So Gregorio had plenty of time to get under that one. So Brant Voth coming back in as he walked on his last plate appearance. The New Mexico State product out of Simi Valley, California. Inside for a strike. The 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a bit high for the first ball. Voth only had a batting average of 200, three games started and five appearances for Creighton as he pops one out back behind the home plate out of the ballpark. Rafters hoping to get the bats going. They haven't been able to here in the first three innings, but bottom of the fourth here with two outs. Can Voth make things happen? The 1-2 downstairs in the dirt. Tie this one up at 2-2 in the count. Two outs for the Chinooks. They have been exceptional in the field. The 2-2, Voth sends one up the middle. There goes Miskowski. Picks it up in the throw over to Gregorio. And did he get him? He surely did. There's the third out. And the Rafters come up scoreless once again in the bottom of the fourth. As the Chinooks, they have been unbelievable on the offensive side and the defensive side. As we head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Okay. Back here on WFHR, as the top of the fifth is approaching us with A.J. Taylor up to bat. But remind you, Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Big city qualities, small-town values. So back here is Taylor, who 2-for-2 today. He's just been unbelievable. And a guy that they cannot solve, so... Callan Graham will be the one to make the pitching change instead of Sam Schmidt. And Callan Graham, another JUCO college product for the Rafters. He's a rising junior out of North Central Texas College. And he's from Keller, Texas. Has allowed 10 hits this year with 3 earned runs. And he is tall. He's 6'5", and has a very fast arm as he's up in the count 1-2. Graham checks, now makes the pitch, and outside. Tie this one up at two apiece. Popped up in the left field line. Shane Taylor and Voth. Voth is making out the catch. Does he get it? Does not. So Taylor's going to take second. Voth reached out and dove to make that catch. That went in and out of his glove. So Taylor is going to take second, and he is 3-for-3 today. That's the second time he's had a double. And Nate Mizkowski is now up. He had an RBI. And he has also crossed home plate today. So the only two people that have crossed home plate with three runs is A.J. Taylor twice and Nate Mizkowski as well. So Taylor, a big leadoff on second. Here's Graham, a bit high for the first ball. One ball, zero strikes. Graham looks back. Now makes the throw. The check swing is not successful. That's going to be a strike. One ball, one strike for Callen Graham. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. And Graham has not had a ton of action for North Central Texas College. He's had 10 innings pitched so far with 13 strikeouts and a 2.7 ERA for them. A guy with not a ton of action, but he's happy to see some action here early on opening day and throws a ball outside for the second ball. So 2-2 count here. Taylor on second once again. So many times we've seen him in scoring position. Unless he's been able to cross home plate twice. The 2-2. And that looked like that hit the edge of home plate, but that's going to be a ball. And some of the boos around the Rafters faithful who've had an excellent job. They've shown out today here on opening day. 3-2. And downstairs and boos around the ground. They felt that was a strike, but it was not. So Mizkowski is going to take first. And A.J. Taylor on second. Josh Overbeek struck out swinging on his last plate appearance. The Cisco Junior College product out of Cincinnati, Ohio. No out so far and two runners on. So Mizkowski on first, Taylor on second. Here's Graham, the pitch. Outside, but it's going to be a strike. The 0-1 here. Graham, Overbeek, fouls one on the right side, on the right field line near their team's dugout. Hope everybody's okay on the Chinook side. Official attendance today, 896 have gathered in at Witter Field in hopes they can see their Rafters team start the season off in the 14th season of Rafters baseball with a win. Got some work to do. They're down 3-0, and now with two runners on, the 0-2 pitch from Graham. In the dirt, that goes behind Jensen, so that's going to advance the runner. So Taylor on third and Mizkowski on second. So two runners now in scoring position with no outs, and the Rafters' lead of three is slowly starting to worsen. One-two pitch here from Graham. Outside for the second ball. So now 2-2. Three runs to zero. And now the 2-2 pitch. Driven out. Back towards the left field, into the glove of Voth, who makes the catch, but A.J. Taylor is going to round home and get across home plate for the third time this game, adding to the Chinooks' lead, 4-0. Mizkowski will stay on second. That's the third time A.J. Taylor has crossed home plate, and the Rafters just have not been able to have an answer for him. They get one out, and now Daniel Pacella is now up. First strike is true for Graham. He's up in the count on one. Chinooks have out-hit the Rafters 7-2. And that ball fouled towards the backtrack. Graham shaking it off with Jensen. Regathers. Resets. Knee high. The pitch downstairs. And that ball is going to go into Jensen. Made contact with Pacella, but Jensen with an easy throw over to Kyle Carlson for the second out. Mizkowski stays on second. Chinooks up 4-0. As Adam Kootway, the third baseman, will take the plate in the right-handed batter's box. Kootway grounded out in his last plate appearance. And a guy they love to see, Wisconsin Whitewater product out of Des Pierres, Wisconsin. There's the first strike for Graham. 2021, Graham had appeared in seven games with seven of those started and 37 and two-thirds innings pitched. He allowed 47 hits, but also 37 strikeouts as well. The 0-1, a hard slash ground ball over to Shane Taylor, who makes a throw across the diamond to Carlson, who wasn't able to make the catch. Throws it out, and then Mizkowski is going to head to home. So Carlson made the catch initially, tried to tag Kootway, lost the ball in doing that. And so Mizkowski rounds home and adds to the lead once again, 5-0. The Chinooks, they have been unbelievable. Another error there for the Rafters. Now, head manager Kirk Schreider having some words with head umpire Matt Beaver. Right behind home plate, so another unfortunate error there for the Rafters. Taylor, an excellent play. Scoop of the glove, throw across the diamond to Carlson. Made the catch initially, reached out because he wasn't on the bag with Kootway. And looks like Kootway ran into the glove, and then Carlson lost the ball. So two outs here. Chinooks, another two-run inning. They're up 5-0. Logan Gregorio will step in the left-handed batter's box. And he's down in the count for the first strike from Graham. Gregorio struck out in his last plate appearance. Trying to do things a little bit different this time. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Graham up in the count here, 0-2. Big leadoff from Kootway at first. Ball outside and away for the first ball. Rafter fans have not had a lot to cheer about so far other than it's been opening day. Their team scoreless through four innings and now have given up another two-run inning as a line drive on the right side of the first base line for a foul. But good contact there from Gregorio. Yorkville, Illinois native in the Benedictine product. A 1-2, down in the dirt from Graham. Counts even up at two apiece. set the pitch, the 2-2, and fouled near the dugout, staying alive. Gregorio staying alive. And now the left-hander, 2-2, fouled Carlson, who made the catch, but it was just outside of the foul line, so it went to foul. So two outs, two balls and two strikes. Graham makes a look at first, but now resets. 2-2 delivery popped up in the air, and this one's out of the park, just on the foul on the right side. So two balls and two strikes here. Gregorio staying alive as Graham looking for that third strike. Gregorio struck out in his last plate appearance. A little different this time as the ball's inside. There's the third ball. So full count here with two outs. Cootway's on first. The full count delivery. And downstairs for the fourth ball, which will put Gregorio on first, Cootway on second. And now Sean Tillman will take the plate. Two outs here. Callan Graham just wasn't able to get that third strike. And now a chance for the Chinooks to add to their lead. Two outs. The first pitch on the way for Graham. Way inside. That was near Tillman, who just had to back away. That could have possibly hit him for the first ball. Mind you, the Chinooks have out-hit the Rafters 7-2. Rafters two errors as well. That has really cost them. In the dirt for Graham. Two balls and zero strikes. Here's the 2-0 for Graham. There's a strike right across the plate. Chinooks have got a run in the top of the first. Two runs in the top of the third. And now so far here in the top of the fifth, they've also had another two-run inning. Looking to add to that. Can the Rafters stop it? A 2-1 and a foul tipped off the right foot of Tillman. And he's just shaking this one off. Graham out of Keller, Texas. Another Texas product. Hometown at North Central Texas College at the JUCO level. Boy, a lot of teams could use him. Big arm. He's tall. 6'5", remind you. And the 2-2. And a slasher over to the second base. Johnson, an easy throw and does not make it to Carlson. That was an error. That's going to send a run home. And once again, an error. Ty Johnson, just an easy throw over to Carlson, threw it to the left of him. Carlson wasn't able to make it, and another error. That's the third error for the Rafters. And once again, the Chinooks add to their lead. They're up 6-0. Easy out there for Johnson. That looked like that was just going to be allowing two runs, but now just they weren't able to do that. So Ben Heffel will now be in the right-handed batter's box as he fouls one on the backside. 0-1. Wow, Ty Johnson, that's frustrating. He makes scoop of the ball on the hard ground ball. A routine throw over to first and just wasn't able to find Carlson. And that unfortunately has cost the Rafters once again. So Cootway gets home, and now it's 6-0. On the backside is a foul tip, 0-2. Heffel out of the Winoa State, and just a guy they can rely on. He's had a good day today. He's had a double, and looking to add their lead here. And they're seeing if he went, did not go. It's going to be a ball. Rafters struggling here in the top of the fifth. 3-0, and then we get to the top of the fifth and three runs here. One ball, two strikes, still two outs. Tillman on first, Gregorio on third. 1-2 count. And strike three, Graham got him looking. That's going to be the third out as the Rafters give up three runs in the top of the fifth as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We return to Witter Field here on WFHR as the Rafters down 6-0. Only have had two hits, and they're looking to get the bats rolling because it's been a struggle through the first four innings. Levi Jensen will take the plate for the Rafters. And remind you, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out, visit wisconsinrapids.com. First pitch was on the way, and it was a ball. Oh, the 1-0. Bit outside for the second ball. Chinooks have out hit the Rafters 7-2, and the Rafters also three errors, which has really hurt them. And the Luck Wisconsin native is down there for a strike. So 2-1 count. Cody Ball still at the mound for the Chinooks. He's been very good for them so far, and he throws a wild pitch away for the third ball. Three one count here. Can the Rafters get on base? They've struggled with that so far here today. The ball, the pitch, Jensen swings and misses for the second strike. Full count here. The full count delivery. Jensen a swing and a miss. There's strike three. Ball got him down swinging. Unfortunate there for Levi Jensen.